Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Are you out of your mind tonight?
That chick is like on planet I don't know where.
Give me a frickin' break, okay? I have been a frickin' diva for 40 frickin' years.
I think it sucks.
What do you mean? Like Cher?
Welcome back to Share and Retweet, the podcast that journeys down the rabbit hole that is Share's Twitter feed. I am one of your two hosts, Andy Ballock.
I am two of your hosts, Justin Porter. Welcome back, everyone. Happy New Year. Happy holidays.
Merry, goodness merry gracious. Everything.
Merry your face.
Christmas happened.
It did. It came, it went. And now it's a new year. Bang.
Yes, bang.
Bang. 12 more months with a new year plopped right on top of
them. Here we go. Now, before we get into it, don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram at Share and Retweet.
That's right. And subscribe and rate and review us on Apple's podcast app or Gigimo or Pandora podcast.
Yeah, did you think just because it was a new year we weren't going to be peddling our platform?
We absolutely are. Gigimo, get it while it's hot. It's a stove and your car.
It never turns off. It's like an Aga.
It will take you to the moon. It also is the moon. Gigimo.
Gigimo, $29.95. Did you get one for Christmas?
You're an idiot if you didn't. $29.95.
Let's do this thing.
Yeah.
Share, it's a new
Share tweet. So Share has been busy, a busy little bee. And we've been
What a surprise.
Shocking. We have been off for 2 weeks.
Yeah, we had a sit down.
Which means there's a lot to go through.
Yeah. It wasn't just like we had some time off, everyone else sat down, we all had
Twitter
a nap.
Twitter shut down.
Cher wasn't doing Cher anything.
Cher did nothing.
Cher ran herself a bath and sat in it for a fortnight.
That did not happen.
Now, if anything, she's ramped up her activity.
She has turned it straight up. So let's go through. Obviously, we're not going to get through everything, but mm-hmm. we do have some really fun tweets that we'd like to talk about. The first of which is from December 27th of 2018, the year gone by.
The year of our Lord and Savior.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Which is now gone. So I don't know what's happening now.
Everything is falling by the wayside.
But Cher tweets, KCH show was unbelievable. I sat between Nancy Pelosi and Philip Glass. Ass in glass is capitalized, just FYI. As for running, I'm considering my options. Have a little info on government. Never driven casino into bankruptcy. Stolen money from my foundation. Lied about my fake university. Put kids in cages. And I'm not racist, bigot, liar.
Yes, and this tweet is accompanied by a t-shirt. It's a white t-shirt with Share 2020 Turn Back Time logo on it.
Yeah, it's... It's really interesting how they've taken the Make America Great Again slogan and basically turned it into a Cher song slogan. Because Turn Back Time is kind of, let's go back again, which is kind
to
of
a
what,
happier time.
To a happier time.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what Trump's slogan was as well. It was like, let's go back to when things were great.
Well, yeah, but he meant let's go back to the 1920s.
Yeah, you don't need to explain it to me, Andy. I very much understand.
I know what's happened.
Also, I feel like Cher might be talking about Trump in this tweet.
What do you
Stolen
mean?
Stolen money from my foundation.
Yes, she is.
Lied. But it's not clear, but I feel like she might be talking about Trump.
Oh, yeah, she's really skirting around the edges with this.
Really just like, it's really hard to tell with this who she's talking about.
Yeah, should I get into government or not? I don't know if I've got the credentials. I mean, it seems that to have the credentials, you need to have lied about my fake university, put kids in cages. I'm not a racist or a big... Yeah, no, she's talking about Trump.
Yeah, no, she's absolutely
talking about Trump.
Which is great. As always... Responses.
Oh, yeah.
Responses, responses.
Yeah. It's a new year, Justin.
It's a new year, and...
And...
Nothing's changed.
Like, all of our resolutions.
They've gone by the wayside.
Shoo!
Things remain...
Goodbye!
...consistent.
Yep.
So, Kirsty Ann Thompson at M. Thompson 2008. Wrong year, Kirsty. You're 11 years behind.
If you're going to dive in there.
I've already got problems. So she tweets, how adorable is that? Hard eyes emoji. A beautiful Xmas present of my great nephew and great niece not having children of my own. I love not only being the auntie, but I love all my nieces and nephews as if they were my children. Well, I can't call my nieces children now. Both are adults. Cry laugh emoji. What did I just read?
Now, attached to this is also a very lovely framed photo of two children and an infant, and he looks about 10.
Yeah.
Six.
Nine, eight.
I don't know. A child.
It's a youngin. He's a youngin.
A youngin.
You can definitely slap the label youngin.
Wait, a you from the 1920s?
He's a ute.
A ute. What?
Let's skip it. I don't want to get into it.
Yeah, what did you just read?
I don't know. I don't know how many nieces and nephews she has. Are they adults? Are some children? What is happening?
What mixed bag of family people are you holding, Kirsty?
I don't know. Also, just put a period somewhere. Just a comma. Take a breath. I can't understand what you're saying.
Calm down, Virginia Woolf. What a comma. What a comma kill
My
you.
My kingdom for a comma.
Any form of punctuation. At this point, I'd settle for an ellipsis.
Yeah, a dash. I'd take a dash.
Oh, I'd take a dash.
I'd love a dash.
Love
Maybe
a dash.
Even just a return between thoughts. Just a simple enter.
Yeah.
It's confusing as hell, but I love your spirit, Kirsty.
Yeah, I hope you had a Merry Christmas, whatever year it was where you were.
Lisa M, hashtag ShareCrew, also has the same issue. At Primo 2009 as well. just to point out her username. 2008, 2009.
Well, no, she knows what year it is. She just wishes it was 2009 because that year was Primo.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
2009, what a cannot get better than that.
It didn't. So Lisa M has replied, 100%, 100% share. This is all in capitals, by the way. Are you endorsing this shirt? Because I will definitely buy one. Please respond, heart emoji. I love the print and saying on the shirt, hand up, hand up. It's me, Lisa. 100%, 100%. Who bought this share shirt? Any crew?
Lisa has a lot of questions and a lot of things to say. Yeah. I just love that she enters in, it's me, Lisa. That's my favorite part of this.
It sounds like she's dictating this to Siri and she's just run into a room and she doesn't know what's going on and she's just shouting and she shouted at Siri and then just said, send us!
Send! Would you like to send this?
Yes!
Share now.
I thought it was already sent.
Share's waiting.
The window is closing. Siri, send it.
God damn it, Siri.
We've talked about this, Siri. Cher's got a window.
And when it's open, you send it.
You send it. Now, what do all these 100s mean?
100%.
Why, though? Like, why?
It's not what you want the answer to. It's
why they here? What do they mean in this context?
This is in place.
Is it just agreement?
I feel like this is in place of exclamation marks.
Ah, okay.
Not that this particular tweet needed exclamation marks because the whole thing is in capitals.
It's in caps.
Yeah. So we don't. It's a lot. It's so early in the year, Lisa.
It is. Yeah,
you've come in firing.
Full throttle. Lisa Full Throttle is your name to me now. I love this response from Vicky Walton at Walton_Vicky, who has said, "Great night for Cher. Best music and was my favorite artist of all time. Just wish you would have been the face of CFIDS. You left us alone fighting this invisible illness without a spokesperson. I still love your music." Now, CFIDS is an abbreviation. It stands for Chronic Fatigue Immune Dysfunction
Syndrome. Yes.
Yes. Now, she's saying, just wish you would have been the face of CFIDS.
Mm.
Does Cher have CFIDS?
She does not, Justin.
Why has she been the face of it?
No reason.
Don't you normally need to have something to be the face? You're right.
Nah.
Vicky, get her in.
What I want to draw your attention to is the use of the word was. Best music and was my favorite artist of all time.
Well, she didn't become the face of CFIDS. She still loves her music. But she's not her favorite artist anymore.
Ah, I thought it was because Vicky thought Cher had died.
No, I think she's just angry. You left us alone fighting this invisible illness without a spokesperson. It's Cher's fault they don't have a spokesperson.
Yeah, but it's also...
Is there some story that I don't know about?
No,
like,
I don't
did
know.
She get approached to be the CFIDS?
And say, I don't have it.
I don't feel like I can't do it.
I'm not the perfect person for this.
Or I'm already the face of dyslexia. Is she the face of... I don't know.
No.
I'm already an unofficial face of dyslexia.
I'm already the unofficial spokesperson for dyslexia. I can't go muddying the waters with a disease I don't have.
I'm already the unofficial spokesperson for Twitter. I don't have time for other things.
Left us alone fighting.
It's very dramatic.
It's so dramatic.
You left us alone fighting this invisible disease.
So now I have to fight this invisible disease that I have already had and already been fighting. I have to do it without
Cher. A.K.A. alone.
Who I didn't have before, and now I still don't have her. And that's the worst. That. It's the plateau.
It's the knowing that I could have... And I don't. And I never did. That's what hurts the most.
Sorry, what, Vicky? You heard me. But I still love your music.
I still love your music. You're not my favorite artist anymore, though.
No, you're a 3. You're a solid 3.
Oh, you're so demoted.
So I think my favorite tweet of the past fortnight when we were absent, Justin, came on the 2nd of January. When Cher tweeted, "My screen went from white to black. Help." Now, I'm going to tell you exactly what's happened, Justin. And I know this feels like I'm spoiling the ending of the movie, but Cher accidentally switched her phone to night mode.
Or she's turned her screen off.
Yes. Yes, it's one of those two things.
She's Justin. Shut down her phone.
Yes, and I think it's important at moments like these to just reiterate, Cher is a 72-year-old woman. She can be forgiven for this. I'm not mocking Cher for accidentally turning her phone off or switching it to night mode.
Well, here's the thing. Night mode now, night mode shifts the colors, right?
Yes.
It doesn't actually change your screen to black.
Ah.
I think what's happened here is she's enabled the disability mode that inverses the colors.
Ah.
And actually changes it from being white on black to black on white. It basically inverses everything on your screen.
I did not know that my phone was capable of such futuristic technology.
Yes. So if you are someone who, I guess, has trouble seeing, like maybe it's hard for your eyes to see black on white,
yeah,
you can actually switch in accessibility to have it inverse the colors, which I think is what she's done somehow.
I also think there's a good chance that her phone has run out of batteries.
I think she may have also had a massive power outage and nothing's charged and she thinks her phone is on, but it's not.
Or what could possibly also be true is that she's not holding her phone at all. She's just holding a small piece of cardboard and yes, she's forgotten to put her contacts in.
Yes. Or she has gone to sleep with an eye mask on and she's forgotten to take that off before looking, and she's looking at her phone with an eye mask on.
Or she's been gaslit by Nancy Pelosi at the awards and she never had a phone.
These are all highly likely and very possible realities.
Yes. Now, there are solutions coming from the eternal void that is Twitter.
That's right. Thank God.
Twitter's here.
Everyone on Twitter is available and online to shout out and help.
We're here to help, Cher. We're here to help. The first, and I think my favorite, comes from Nancy Sinatra.
Now that's
the Nancy Sinatra
verified with a blue tick.
Oh yeah,
Sinatra.
Yeah, she's weighed in. Restart.
Full caps. Restart. Period. I have nothing else to offer.
This is how I know how to fix things. Just restart them. Just restart.
Look, I have called tech support enough times to know that the first thing you do is restart.
Yeah.
Is it plugged in?
That's the second thing.
I'm Nancy Sinatra. I'm out. That's all I got.
Bye.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang. The second person that's commented,
and this is probably my favorite.
Oh, Andy. Great. Ingrid Lynch at Libeling for Mish has replied, "You are not alone. My Channel 9 CBS is darkened by greed. I am angry, unable to watch my favorite shows. Where are the sponsors, sad face, speaking out?"
My Channel 9 CBS is darkened by greed.
This is very Shakespearean.
Woe is me.
Were it not for the fact that Ingrid clearly has a female name, I would assume that Ingrid is a gay name because of all the drama she is bringing to this tweet.
So much drama. I love anything Ainsley, at anything Ainsley, has replied simply, "Try a different phone."
It's just, yeah, not wrong.
Try a different one.
Yeah.
See if you get the same, which is actually brilliant. Are you getting the same result on another device? Because if you are, it's a problem with your first device. That's how you know.
If you're getting the same result on the second device,
it's a problem with you. It's a you problem.
Or it's the aforementioned power outage problem.
Or you've got an eye mask on your face. All right? I'm Ainsley. That's all I got.
I've
got
to go. Me and Nancy Sinatra have a coffee date.
I got to go get coffee with Nancy. I'm out. Try to reform now.
Yeah, I gotta go. My personal favorite of all the responses is Kurt Dahl Anderson at Viking Legend, who simply responded, "Tap the screen a couple of times."
Oh, Kurt. You might be my favorite. You might be my favorite man.
I know 2019 has just started, but I think
I've already... You are way out in the lead, Kurt. Just tap it. Tap the screen.
Tap it a couple of times.
Have you touched it? Have you touched it?
Yeah, what are you going about trying to fix it?
Stop standing across the room from it. It's not going to turn. You got to tap it.
Yeah, don't be like a cat that's scared of a cucumber. You got to go up to it and tap it a couple of times.
Give it a good little tap.
You don't hit it.
No, I've never hit.
No, you don't hit.
Never hit.
You just want to tap
just it. Just a little tap.
A little tappy tappy.
Tap, tap, tap.
Tap, tap, tap.
Just a couple times. Don't over tap.
No. I've never over tapped anything, so I don't know what happens.
I've never had to. I'm Kurt.
I'm Kurt.
I figure it out with a couple taps. What's this?
That's
tap, 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 tap. Oh, it's fixed.
It's fixed.
It's working now.
What magic fingers does Kurt have?
What powers does Kurt possess where everything can be fixed with a couple taps?
Oh, my wife Shirley was going into cardiac arrest.
I'll just give her a couple
give
taps.
Give her a couple of taps.
Heart started.
Fixed spine. Her right up.
If anything, she has a better heart than she did before.
Yeah, she runs marathons now.
You're welcome. Wife?
You're welcome.
My child was falling out a window one time. Just tapped the wall.
Yeah.
It seemed to fix it. Yeah, he was fine.
Yeah. Yeah. The problems in Syria. Just give it a couple of taps.
I mean, I'm not there.
That's why.
To do it.
If I was there.
I would just tap.
Just give it a couple of taps. Just, you're done. You're fixed.
Yeah.
No more problems.
You're with someone who's hostile. Just give them a couple of taps. Tap, tap.
For a Viking legend, he's surprisingly ASMR.
Very, very soothing.
Which throws into question all of the Viking history I know.
Mm, because if this is Viking way... What have I been reading about?
Yeah.
What's that show I've been watching?
Oh, Vikings.
Vikings, yeah. With all the violence.
I'm like, Smash?
Smash? Is it Smash? Have you been watching Glee? What are you talking about? No, Vikings.
Burke's Backyard.
On topic, Vikings.
Oh, I thought that was a separate question.
New topic. What have I been watching? Guess it. I love what WendyNewton775@gmail.com has written. And that is her name.
I forgot about that. Yep.
That is her name on Twitter. It's her full email.
Yeah.
It's her full email. WendyNewton775@gmail.com, 642 Greenville Lane, Salisbury, North Carolina, 57762. That's she has chimed in and said,
of course she has.
Oh dear, that's not good. I hope you got your screen sorted, Cher, and happy new year.
Mm. Well,
I mean, great. He's got some pleasantries in there.
I like Wendy, I like you. I'm worried now that WendyNewton775@gmail.com is going to get a lot of emails.
She's going to get a lot of email,
if
I feel like.
If anyone is listening to this podcast, and I know that there are at least 15 people that are.
I know there's minimum 15. We've got a mission for you.
Can you please email WendyNewton775@gmail.com with well wishes, with love.
But also a PS of, hey, maybe change your name on Twitter. Some advice. A well wish?
Yeah.
And some advice.
If you could sandwich it, a well wish,
some advice,
change your name, and then another well wish.
Yeah.
Like, have a nice day, stay lovely.
You've been great. Loved your comment on Cher's tweet.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. That's a great one. That's easy. You can just borrow from her.
Yeah. Yeah, send it back. Send the love back.
Yeah, send it right back. And then, of course, Robin Vancouver @Robin_604 just replies, it's on night mode. Whether you like it or not, LOL.
And that sounds so ominous.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not. Jesus, yeah. Robin.
But it's not on night mode. I'm just going to say, knowing what I know,
yeah,
it's not night mode.
No, I feel like there are too many steps for it to have been on night mode.
Well, night mode is literally just a color shift. So it shifts the color more warm at night. To avoid all the blue, like it's a color shift because there's something about blue that makes you stay up at night. So So you shift the color of your screens to a little more warm so that it doesn't like keep you up at night.
It's not on night mode, Robin.
It's not. That's not the answer, Robin. You're wrong.
Swing and a miss.
Huge
You've walked
miss.
Into 2019 an absolute mess.
Yeah, you're freaking all over the place, Robin. Whether you like it or not.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Okay, so the political tweet that we're going to talk about this week is from December 22nd of 2018, year gone by, the year of our Lord and Savior, Cher.
Yes.
And she writes, wrote, no fucking clue, that's in quotes, a prison game for DJ Trump. But while being dark humor, it was over the razor's edge of callous slash uncaring. I'll save it.
Yeah.
So I don't quite know what this means, but it sounds like Cher has written some kind of prison game.
It sounds like Cher has spent the Christmas break coming up with a prison game for Donald Trump for the Parker brothers.
Yeah. What does that mean? What is a prison game? A game for, is it for him to play while he's in prison?
Or is it's it like, for hey, us to play while he's in
Donald
prison?
Right. while Donald Trump's in prison, we've got a game. It's called No Fucking Clue. So it's like Clue. Maybe it's like a whodunit. Like you have to figure out what thing he did wrong in what room with what weapon.
So it would be like Stormy Daniels in the hotel room,
yes,
with the rubber sheets.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Or yeah, detained immigrants
in Mexico with ice.
With ice.
Who are the characters? So there's Donald Trump,
Melania Trump, Donald Trump Jr. probably.
Yep.
Ivanka Trump. Who are all the people he fired?
Robert Mueller.
Sure. Throw him in.
Jeff Sessions.
Yeah, Sessions is definitely in there.
I actually adore this game.
Yeah, I really want
to play this game.
Yeah, so share, please.
Don't save it. Release it.
Yeah, release it immediately.
2019, it's your year again.
Yeah, because I would love a new version of Clue. I mean, you've got like Simpsons Clue. You've got all these other versions of Clue. Why not have a Donald Trump?
Yeah, why not? This is the other thing. It's either she's created a board game, right, and is just sitting on it selfishly,
yeah,
I feel like.
Yeah.
Or this is the tweet that she wrote. She wrote, no fucking clue, a prison game for Donald Trump. And then she's gone, no, it's too far. I'll just save it. But she sent the whole thing.
But she's written
yeah,
it out.
But she's written it out.
Yeah.
And she saved it in notes, but she thinks Twitter is notes. Does Cher think Twitter is notes?
She might think Twitter is notes. I don't know. Or this is a song. It's called No Fucking Clue, a prison game for Donald J. Trump.
Oh my God.
That's the full title of the song.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you know this, she's a singer-songwriter.
Is she?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, she sings and writes music.
Good grief.
Yes. So this could be the full title of a song. But we'll never know. We'll never know because she won't release it.
Selfish. Release it.
It's not callous or uncaring. It's fine. It's humor. Put it out. We want to hear it.
Yeah. Give the people what they want. Now, Johnny Dave at Johnny Dave has replied to Cher. And if you thought that 2019 was going to be any different, Justin.
I hoped. I hoped for a brief moment that it might be.
We all hoped.
Yeah. As soon as I started going through tweets with you, I quickly realized my hopes mean nothing.
Same old, same old. New year, same
everything. Here we go again.
Johnny Dave has responded to this tweet with, "Did you know Penny Marshall well?" Now, Penny Marshall was the director of A League of Their Own and Big, who died at the end of last year, very sadly.
Yep, and she was in Laverne and Shirley.
Yes, correct.
Of course, that's probably like one of the things people know her from most.
Mm.
And she passed away this past year.
Yes, that has nothing to do with this fucking tweet.
No, it does not, Andy. Johnny, no, it doesn't.
Oh.
And, you know, I mean, fine, whatever. I mean, just, I resign myself to it.
Fucking fine.
Just fine, Johnny. Par for the course.
You know what? Yeah, at this point, and that's why also replying, Jason Dill at Hello, It's Dill. One more time, coming in strong. Cher, add me on Xbox.
Simple, to the point. Just re-requesting.
Yeah.
If you remember, Jason Dill loves playing online gaming and streaming it for other people to see.
Mm-hmm.
And he desperately wants Cher to add him on Xbox.
Yeah.
Desperately.
And if you don't remember, his Xbox like gaming name is Triceratops, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
The best handle I've ever heard for anything.
So, 2019, Jason, look, props for being consistent.
Hey, you know, it's a dream. You're going for your dream. I think it's beautiful.
Yeah. Fly. Soar.
I think you just should keep going. There's no harm in asking over and over and over and over
and
again.
Over again.
But I don't know.
Follow the follower.
Okay, so our follower this week,
yes,
we found, because she replied to one of Cher's tweets from this week. So Cher tweeted on January 2nd, "Been putting final touches on tour book tonight." Ghost emoji. So Cher's in a silly mood. She's having fun. She's had some wine.
Oh yeah.
Shelby at ShelbyDancer123 has replied and said, all in caps, "Did you fix your screen?" Which I just love.
Yeah,
I
look,
love it.
It's not on topic, but it shows the sort of character that Shelby123 is.
Yes, and I think that's really important to mention, because going through her feed, that's something that really permeates through all of the other tweets. So
yes.
If we talk about Shelby really quick, if we look at her profile on Twitter, it says chronic illness fighter and service dog handler, muscle arm emoji, hashtag share crew, crown emoji, ghost emoji. So
she's constantly feeling silly, but she's also a fighter.
But she's also a fighter. And a service dog handler.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, she's a much better person than we are, Justin.
Oh, 100%. 100,000%.
Yeah, this is a shining example of a good, decent human who should belong in the world.
Yeah, so to demonstrate that, we're just going to look at some of the tweets from the last, like, week that she's posted. We're not even going too deep into her history, because you can do that, and you will see that this kind of behavior, this positivity just is entrenched throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. So one of the things that she's tweeted on January 1st was, "I love Cher more than myself."
More than myself.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. She obviously puts other people's needs before herself.
Yes.
And I love this. On January 2nd, she also says, she's retweeting to Ange, who's another Cher crew member, and says, I'll crack you a deal. You teach me your photo editing skills and I'll teach you eyeshadow.
Cute.
I love it.
I love this like exchange. Why can't Twitter be more like this?
Yes. Yes. This is exactly what Twitter is for. Also, Shelby, can you teach me eyeshadow?
Yes. Yeah. Why can't I want more Shelbys in the world and I want more Kurt Dahl Andersons in the world.
I love Kurt.
Can we not just fix things by sending positivity and tapping on things?
Yeah. Also, look at this. On January 1st, this is fresh out of the gate. 2019 has just happened. And this is what Shelby's doing. She's tweeting, crew member at Caitlin next time has had a rough week. Can you send her some love at Cher? Cute.
Yeah. And this
is like, not even for herself.
Yeah. That's not even, hey, can I get a retweet? Hey, it's my birthday.
Add me on Xbox. Send me birthday wishes.
Yeah.
Which we see all the time.
I've got a niece.
Time.
She looks like you.
Can you send her some love? It's just, there's so much selfish requests.
Yeah.
And this is just this lovely, selfless, like someone's having a bad week. Cher, can you say something nice to her, please?
Yeah, because it doesn't matter. I don't count.
Yeah, because I'm not Cher.
I'm not Cher. I've tried to be. I'm not. Doesn't matter how much eyeshadow I put on. I'm not sure.
I can put on. And I've tried.
I've blasted. I put on so much eyeshadow I can't open my eyes.
My nieces and nephews don't recognize me. I look like a different person.
I can't but get I am through customs.
Constantly rejected from other countries. When are you going to learn, Shelby? Don't put too much makeup on the plane. Don't do it.
Don't do it. They won't let you through.
They won't let you through. That you didn't get into Cairo. You didn't get into
Budapest.
all of Africa. You didn't get into
none of it. You got as far as the airport, Shelby,
and got sent straight back. You didn't think to just wipe it off, did you?
No.
Come on.
Come on, Shelby.
Come on, Shelby. Come on,
when will you learn?
When will I learn? No, she's beautiful.
And on the 26th of December, I think this sums it up really, really nicely. She said, someday I'm going to be able to personally tell Cher how much she means to me and all she's done for me. I'm going to speak this into existence.
I love that.
That is absolutely amazing. I love the concept of manifesting your own destiny. I think it's wonderful and beautiful, and I think it works.
Yeah, because also it's just positivity. It's just being positive and sending that out. And that will come back to you, Shelby.
Absolutely.
I can guarantee it.
In fact, we're sending it to you right now.
Bing, bing, bing. Bing, 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 bing. Can you feel it? Bing, 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 bing,
bing, bing, bing, bing,
bing, bing, bing, bing. Cool, that's all the time we have.
Thank you so much for listening to us last year.
Yes, and again, continuing into this year. We're so happy to be back. We're so happy you're with us. As always, follow us on the socials, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram at Share and Retweet.
And don't forget to subscribe and rate and review us on Apple Podcast or Spotify or Google Playlist or Gijimo.
Gijimo!
Gijimo. It's a mode of transport. If you're going through a wall,
it's also the galaxy.
Did you get your Gijimo for Christmas? Who are you?
I've been sucked into a black hole. No, that's Gijimo. As always, I've been Justin Porter.
And I have been Andy Ballock.
Have a
great
wonderful week.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.